Are you having trouble nailing down your exact messaging, the one that is going to attract the exact right client all the time? Then this is going to be the episode for you. And it actually starts with a message that we got from one of our listeners saying that she was actually burned out from trying to be different, from trying to stand out. And she was asking for some advice. I'm going to read her question and we're going to get into it right now. I'm going to give you the 3 steps to nailing down your messaging so that you can start attracting your ideal client, even if you have a small audience. Hi, my name is Ina Coveney. I am a business coach and I specialize in monetizing tiny audiences. And if you're here, it's because you heard about the Get Clients First podcast, where I interview the top coaches in the world. And we also talk all about making your coaching business work, even if you have a small audience. So let's dive right into the question from our listener. This question comes from Linda. Hi, Linda. Love you so much. By the way, if you want to ask me a question for the podcast, just go to getclientsfirstpodcast.com/question and we will answer it on the air. Now, this is what Linda said. I've been feeling exhausted from doing everything but focusing on my business. It's likely burnout, honestly, but even beyond that, entrepreneurs keep getting the advice on needing to stand out, even in their own niches. And that does make sense to an extent. However, I'm an expert in my field, but I haven't necessarily come up with new ideologies or reinvented the wheel per se. I suppose it would be helpful to hear you touch on the sort of high pressure expectation of coaches needing to be innovators in their field, when maybe it's enough to just have their own perspective, if that makes any sense. Linda, this makes perfect sense. So if you're starting out in coaching, you might realize that there's probably a gajillion other coaches doing exactly what you do, right? And this is where the feeling of the market is so saturated that really plagues coaches' mindsets all the time. If you think the market is saturated, then everything you do online is going to feel completely pointless. Let's start there. That feeling that everybody's doing the same thing, so there's pressure for me to innovate, right? To reinvent the wheel. I'm going to give you a reframe for that one, Linda, because nobody, zero people are asking you to reinvent the wheel. Being a coach is not like getting a PhD. A PhD is where you go and actually provide something new to the industry, right? That's why you get a doctorate with it. Being a coach, that's not what this is. So that pressure that you have to stand out, it's totally valid because we all feel it. But I want you to step away from thinking that you have to reinvent the wheel in order to stand out. The only thing you need to stand out is a messaging that resonates with your audience when other people's messages don't. So all you really have to do is to have a unique message. Is it really unique? That's really debatable. If there's like a gajillion coaches out there, you guys, I'm a business coach. There's like a gajillion. I'm going to say it again. A gajillion business coaches out there telling you how to make money online. Where you're going to find your sweet spot is in terms of messaging. It's not about reinventing the wheel. It's not about providing something completely new. It's about reframing how you talk about what you talk about. So I'm going to give you an example. There are so many coaches out there talking about how to make money online, and they have figured out that if they say, hey, I'm going to help you grow your audience, that's going to attract a lot of people. But really, their offers are more about building your business and doing all the right things, right? But their messaging, the thing that is capturing your attention, is the thing that you feel like you need right now, right? So right now, a lot of people who are online, they're like, I just need to grow my audience. So business coaches are out there telling people, go and grow your audience, and I'm going to help you do that. Me, think about me. I'm a business coach. I have a small audience. I can't go out there and tell people, hey, I'm going to teach you how to grow your audience. I've never done that myself. That's not a thing for me. So what did I do? I settled into what I am good at. What I am good at is making money in coaching, even if I have a small audience. And that's where this whole small audience messaging came about. And I just signed a client last week who told me specifically, listen, your message about small audiences really resonated with me because I don't really want a big audience. I'm not looking to be an influencer. All I want is to have a business that is making money so that I can have a good life for me and my family. But I'm not looking to have 100,000 followers. So your messaging really spoke to me. So you see, I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. I didn't have to come up with something so brand new that I need to patent it. All I did was reframe my approach to helping my clients. Because in reality, a lot of business coaches out there who are talking about growing your audience, they teach you a lot of the things, the same things that I teach you. Like there's only so many ways to make money online. But you are going to resonate with whoever actually speaking to you, to what you're already thinking, to what you're already feeling. So I feel like your problem, the problem statement that we have is not that you're not reinventing the wheel and that's a problem. It's not that you don't have an innovative strategy and that's a problem. It's that you need to reframe all of that into you need good messaging. What sets you apart? What makes you different from everybody else? And what I'm going to do today is walk you through three steps. That's it. Three steps to nail down your messaging. So if you have a pen and paper, come and write this down because this is how you're going to be unique. Now, before I do that, I really want to address the topic of burnout. I actually just had a very dear friend contact me and say, I'm thinking of taking a break from social media. I wonder what you think. And I'm like, are other people feeling that way, that they want to take a break? Now, this is not about her particular situation. She is going to do what is best for her. I love her so dearly. I gave her some advice. You got to do what you need to do. If you feel like taking a break is going to feed your soul and you need this and you're burnt out and you really need a break, take your break. Do it, right? But I wanted to provide just a different alternative to completely stopping altogether. If you're feeling like things are not working, if you're feeling like you're burned out from trying so hard and things are still not going the way that you want them to, I'm going to suggest an alternative approach to that. Instead of completely stopping, I'm going to suggest considering this a challenge because there will be more than just this situation in your business where you will want to stop. I'm telling you that right now. You will run into this particular situation multiple times this year, multiple times in the remaining life of your career and your business. You are going to want to quit. You're going to want to stop. You're going to want to give yourself a month break or 2 month break or 6 month break. You're going to want to do that. So if you're saying to yourself, Ina, I really need a break, take it. I'm not going to stop you. But if you're thinking to yourself, my stopping is coming from fear and I just don't know how to handle it, then I'm going to invite you to take this as a challenge, to take this as a test and try something new. Instead of stopping, figure out a way, use a scientific mindset, figure out a way to continue showing up online, letting your audience know what you're doing, letting your audience know how you're feeling, right? Be vulnerable, share with them what is happening in real time, document what is it that you're going through in order to help them, in order for them to see that this happens even to the best of us, right? That kind of vulnerability really can get your audience to see you and they get to see themselves more clearly through you. So if you're ready for a test, if you're ready for a challenge, figure out how much you need to show up online and what you need to do in order to not completely disappear, but also take care of yourself. Use your platform to talk about these challenges. So that's the thing I'm going to leave you, like the challenge. Instead of completely disappearing, find a way to handle it. Because if you successfully manage this little sprint of burnout, chances are you will successfully manage the next one and the next one and the next one. Right? It's almost like when they tell you when you have kids that the way that you handle their tantrums and discipline at 2 years old is the way you're going to handle discipline when they are in their teenage years, right? And it's not going to be pretty. If you can't handle the two-year-old, you're going to have a really hard time handling the teenager. So whatever it is that you need to do, do it now. Figure it out now because it's going to help you in the long run. So what I wanted to do was walk you through three steps to nailing down your messaging so that you start to feel like your business is working, right? So you start to feel like, you know what? I got a handle on this. I know how I'm unique. I know the belief system and the experiences that I'm going to be sharing with my audience so that they can see me as that, as occupying that special place in the marketplace, right? And I've talked about this before, that I want you to think about, going to the mall and seeing that there's different shoe stores, right? Everybody's selling shoes. Everybody is a business coach. Everybody's a life coach, but you go to different shoe stores for different reasons. You go to this one to buy boots. You go to this one to buy high heels. You go to this one to buy sneakers. So what is your flavor of coaching in your area? So let's start. Three steps to nailing down your messaging. Are you ready? Step one, I want you to write down all of the bad advice that people in your niche are giving your ideal client. That's the advice that when they come and sign up to work with you, you have to deprogram in their brain. You know that other coaches are giving that advice and you are completely against it. You don't think it helps anybody. And now your ideal client is struggling even more because they think that advice is true. I'm going to use myself as an example. I firmly believe that the advice that coaches are getting to grow their audience first is wrong, because there's only two scenarios that could happen from here. Either they will successfully grow an audience that they have no idea how to sell their programs to, because they were still trying to develop their offer, their ideal client, while they were growing the audience. So they have no idea what at least 80% of those people are looking for and what they want from them, from the coach. So trying to monetize an audience that was already there, that we don't know where they came from or why they're there, that is much harder than actually monetizing the audience that you already have. So scenario one, you got a large audience, but you're having a really hard time selling to them. Scenario two, you believe that growing your audience is what you need to do, but you realize that it's a lot harder than you thought. And you keep failing every single time you try. A year later, you're deep in debt, you're not getting any clients, and you're still trying to grow an audience. That to me is insanity. So what I would write in step one is, other coaches are telling my audience to grow their audiences. And I'm going to say, no, I don't want you to do that. That growing an audience has a time and place in your timeline, and it is not step one. Step two, write down what you want your people to do instead. In my case, what do I want people to do? If it's not growing their audience, it is, you guessed it, get clients first. And this is something my audience can do without launching, without posting on social media every day. You can do that anytime you want, but you need to be able to validate that offer, to test it out, to test the pricing, to test the ideal client. You gotta be able to do that before you go and grow the audience and try to scale an offer. It has to work first. So that's why I'm going out there evangelizing as much as I can. You need to get clients first, especially if you have a small audience, you need to get clients first. So what is that thing for you? What do you want your audience to do right now that other coaches are not telling your audience to do? Write that down. Step three, put both of those things together and you got your main messaging. In my case, that is stop growing your audience and get clients first. So what is your unique messaging, your unique positioning? Whatever it comes out to, it should be something that is controversial, that is going against the grain. And that is what's going to make you stand out. So to get back to Linda's question, you don't need to get a PhD or to innovate or to bring something brand new or to reinvent the wheel in order to stand out. All you need is the right messaging strategy. And you start with these three steps. Now that you have your messaging nailed down, it's time to talk about your offer and how you're going to price it. So head over to episode 254 or click right here on this card in YouTube, and let's talk about how to price your offer. You got this, coach. No more burnout. Let's do the right things in the right order, and no more boiling the ocean. It's time to just take things one step at a time. You got this, and I'll see you on the next one.